currently joined here by old mate, the Nomad. How are we doing this morning, Nomad?
I'm good, bro. I'm a little bit tired.
You've been pretty busy, as we were talking about. Sounds like you've been a very busy man.
Yeah, lots going on. Just finished earlier this year a big 25-year anniversary NZ tour. Whole heap of sellout shows, which was amazing. And we also released the second part of Infinite Part 2, the second double vinyl. The last show in Wellington, and that was a huge hit. And we're just finishing up the number 3 at the moment, which is, goes off to get mastered early next week. So very exciting. And we've got 9 brand new remixes of all my classic tracks from New Zealand and some international producers. And they're all in, all the pre-masters are ready, they're sitting in a folder, and I'm just sort of tying up a few loose ends before we send things off to get mastered on Monday, and then it goes to the States to get the lacquer made, and then the UK for the plates, and then it comes back to Holiday Records to get pressed here in New Zealand.
Awesome, that's so exciting. You mentioned that you just recently finished a 25 anniversary tour. I'll touch on that in a second, but firstly, I want to know, what is the most nomadic thing that you've done lately?
Nomadic thing I've done lately is probably just stay at home. We live in Westport, which is on the west coast of South Island.
Near Greymouth, correct?
Yeah, it's kind of about an hour and a half north of Greymouth. And it's very secluded. We moved here for the isolation, basically. And there's, like, in the city, you go to the city and there's gigs going on, there's cafes, restaurants, you've got all your mates, and it's quite disruptive sometimes. So here I just basically come home and I just put my head down, I go to the studio and I just work, and I have my daily routines. I go to the gym, and then I, you know, go for a walk and really look after myself, and then sort of once a month or so we get out of town.
Nice.
And it works really well for that sort of just really good headspace, and get a lot of really good work done, and especially focusing on music and video and all that sort of carry on, and producing stuff, and just living a healthy lifestyle.
That's really good to hear, man. That's real good to hear.
So that's not nomadic at all.
No. I guess any long walks lately? Any good walking?
Oh, dude, I walk 2 or 3 times a day.
That's pretty nomadic, I'd say.
Yeah.
I'm
always on the move, yeah. I love my daily walks. I love my daily routines of sort of getting up, have some breakfast, and then I'd do some weights, and I'd go for a beautiful walk down the lagoon, and I do that every day. And even though quite often I'm on my phone working, I'm still out there sort of getting
in the world,
in the beautiful world,
the nature.
Yeah,
that's awesome. I mean, West Coast is, I've been there maybe once as a kid, I can't remember, but from what I've heard from people who have been there recently, very beautiful area.
Beautiful. Mate, Puna Kaikis and Karamea is just off the chain. It's next level. But it's almost some of the most beautiful places in the world. So, yeah, we're very lucky.
I'm going to pivot from the nature environment to the urban environment with your recent 25-year anniversary Nomad tour. How did that go? A lot of sold-out shows, a lot of love for the Nomad.
Dude, it was really crazy. I was down in Greymouth doing 3 workshops at the high school down there. And one of these workshops, I do a lot of photography and video and audio production. And one of the workshops, I was doing an audio production one. And one of the kids in the workshop asked me a question. They said, oh, how long has the Nomad been making music for? And I was like, oh, I don't know. And I got my fingers out and started working out the numbers. And I was like, holy shit, it's 25 years. So I said to the whole class, it must have been about 30 students, I said, listen, I'm going to go away tonight and I'm going to get the ball rolling, and we're going to produce and release a 25-year anniversary double vinyl to celebrate the 25-year thing. So that's how it all came about. And
that's awesome.
And then we did some posts on Facebook and everyone was like, hell yeah, can you put me down for one? And it was just, it sold out 2 weeks before, pre-sales sold out 2 weeks before it hit the shops. So it went really quick.
That's a good sign.
The artwork is just gorgeous. Have you seen the cover?
For Infinite?
Hang on.
Oh, and the Nomad is grabbing a cover. Wow, that's sick. Very awesome.
Beautiful artwork, and it's a gatefold, so it sort of opens up. Now, the people out there can't see it, but that's okay.
The image on the right is the image I used for my Instagram story today
to promote the show.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, so that was really, it was quite special, you know, sort of coming from a kid at a high school asking you a question, and sort of, and then here we are today with it's still going.
Yeah.
And then we did a whole heap of gigs around the country. Didn't do Dunedin, obviously, which is good that we're coming down now. And yeah, all the Christchurch gigs sold out in like a week and a half, couple of weeks sort of thing. Auckland almost sold out. Wellington sold out. Karamea, Wanaka, all over the show. It was it was an amazing tour as well, and it was really beautiful because it was celebrating 25 years of New Zealand electronica, you know,
mm-hmm.
history. So a lot of people, there was older people and younger people, but just the vibe of the energy was really beautiful. So it was a really cool year.
Very sick, man. Very sick. I want to touch on some of your origins in a audio culture profile, I think. I read a funny story of you writing rap lyrics while in church as a kid. You're listening to Run DMC and the Beastie Boys at the time. How far did you go with rap, and what was your MC name?
Well, that was Dunedin.
Mm.
And I was 16 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was at church. I'd put these little headphones in, and I'd sit at the back of the church, and I was meant to be focusing, and I was sitting there. I was just writing down the rap lyrics. Now, I've never written rap lyrics as such. I just used to write down their lyrics.
Yeah.
Like the Run DMC, Beastie Boys, all that sort of stuff. And I have never written rap lyrics in my life. But that was kind of, I guess it was like a bit of a an obvious sort of guide of where I was sort of heading with loving music. And even before that, I was really into breakdance music. When I was sort of 12 and 13, I was a breakdancer.
Mm-hmm.
There was Ghetto Blaster and A Piece of Lino, and I loved all that Malcolm McLaren stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then I left school when I was about 15. Mm-hmm. I went to King's High School.
Mm-hmm.
And in actual fact, when I'm down for the gig, I'm going into King's High to talk to the music department for a couple of hours, which is really exciting.
Nice.
Just about the Infinite Tour and stuff. And then when I was just after about 16 or so, I left home. And I was quite young. And then I was hanging out in a nightclub when I was 17 in Dunedin, illegally.
The Taipei nightclub?
Taipei, which is Chins. Mm-hmm. And I was hanging out in there, and I got to know the DJ, and something happened, an unfortunate situation with the other DJ that was working there, and he lost his job, and Eddie Chin looked at me straight away because I was standing at the right place at the right time, and he said, "Do you want to be a DJ? Here's the keys, you've got a 1 week trial."
Yeah,
and I was like, what? And I loved early sort of rap music back then.
Yeah.
And I mean, electronic was just coming through at that stage, you know. It was kind of I don't know if you know Eric B. and Rakim.
Mm-hmm.
That's not paid in full.
Yep. That was banger like of a tune.
That was like a game changer for me. Mm-hmm. There was the hits of House and Blue Monday, New Order.
Did you like 808 State?
Oh yeah, they were cool. They were a bit more underground, but they were amazing. They were doing some incredible stuff, and it was just that was like a turning point in music for me, and to become a DJ at the same time.
Mm.
Was not in a million years I thought that would happen, you know. I was so blown away and so excited and so buzzed out, thinking, oh my god, I'm getting paid to play music in a nightclub. Gang members and prostitutes and crazy people.
it's quite a life.
It was basic.
And in about, I think, 2016 it might have been, you kind of pivoted from music being your main thing to doing video production. And in a profile for Audio Culture, you mentioned that you had an interest in documentary making. Have you pursued this a bit more?
Yes, I have.
Awesome. Yeah, awesome.
I was in Wellington, and I met my now wife at the time, and you know, music was getting a bit tougher. Like, things were going real digital, and It was a real slug, you know, slog to kind of like make the ends meet. And I thought, oh, now I'm still a bit younger, and I've got a chance to actually kind of make some money and buy a house, because I really wanted to buy a house.
Mm-hmm.
So I had this idea of going to see my friend Jeff Marsden, who used to own Havana Coffee Works. And I bullshitted him, and I told him that I was doing video and you needed a TV commercial and blah, 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 and a song to go with it and everything like that. And he ended up taking the bait and saying, yeah, let's do it. And I was like, oh my God, well, how do I do this? So I went and bought a camera and a lens and asked my mates what I should do, and just winged it pretty much. And then during that process, I moved down to Westport and moved down here to set up this video production company, because there wasn't anyone doing it on the coast, really. So, and then finished the TV commercial while I was here, and then took on a whole heap of clients while I was here, learning as I was going, sort of thing.
Mm.
Doing heaps of YouTube tutorials, learning the gear, just on it nonstop, and got better and better. And then over the last two or three years, I've probably spent about $100,000 on drones and video gear and lenses and just the really amazing equipment, and I've mastered it all, and I know how it all works, and I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's taken me to a point where I'm doing so much work video wise and I've done a couple of documentaries and just a real variety of work. A lot of it is, I guess, TV commercials for social media. Mm-hmm. That's what a lot of the clients are wanting. They're sort of wanting for their websites or social media or Instagram videos and stuff like that. And it's a lot of fun, and I really enjoy it, especially the drone stuff. That's incredible what you can do with them, and you can make a lot of money with the drone, and managed to buy a really cheap house, which is a really amazing house, back in 2017, I think it was, for $240,000.
Oh, mate, that's a unicorn right there.
A big three-bedroom house. Damn. It's beautiful. It's great, and it's doubled in price, and it was, and bought a brand new car, and just kind of, and now I took that eight-year break doing all the video stuff, and now I've kind of gone, wow. Coming back to music now, got a new album coming out, and I think the most exciting thing, and one thing I've been thinking about over the years, is I can shoot my own music videos once things get underway. So that's really exciting, and I don't have to rely on money and other people to do things, so a bit more self-sufficient.
Yeah, that's awesome. I was wondering, with all the drone stuff you have, do you have one of those VR links so you can see what the drone sees on your face? Have you seen those?
Yes, I definitely have seen those, but with the drones that I fly, it's all cinematic sort of video footage, so it's a bit on the more slower side, and with lots of the airports and aerodromes around, you have to have line of sight with your drone.
True.
I've got a Mavic 3 Cine, which is a cinematic sort of drone. It has a 1 terabyte internal SSD, and it shoots 10-bit log footage. It's just beautiful, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, but I do admire and like those people that have those really fast drones that fly around with those goggles and stuff. It's pretty crazy.
It's pretty awesome, eh? We are running a little bit out of time, so I was just going to ask, have you listened to much donk music? Do you have any thoughts on donk music?
It reminds me a little bit of happy hardcore back in the day. You know, to be honest, when you sent that email, I was just like, shit, I better Google Gong and see what it is. And I had a look and I was like, holy moly, this is nuts.
Yeah, did you see Donk Dubbo? Did you come across Donk Dubbo?
It might have been that first one I clicked on. It was the most popular one. And I was just like, wow, this is crazy.
Yeah.
This is nuts. And it sort of reminds me back in the day when I was DJing in Christchurch. When I moved to Christchurch, I was making my first album and stuff. It was sort of remind me of that sort of all those subgenres back in the day of sort of happy hardcore and trance, all that full on sort of underground gabba, and it's pretty cool. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty funky. It's been taking over. It might be the next DNB here in Otipoti. We're praying on it.
Really?
DNB's definitely like become the cultural mainstay for the last 5 or 10 years maybe. But I reckon Donk might take over.
I might have to make a song for you guys, a donk song, just for Radio 1.
Oh, please do. We'd love that. Goddamn. Lastly, while I have you here, what can people expect to hear at the gig on the 21st? It's you and MC Ants, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Legend himself.
Very much so.
And we've also got Italics. He's going to play in Low One. And it's... it's going to be awesome. But it's one of those gigs that it's sold out like in 2 days, and it's going to be quite intimate. Mm-hmm. And we just love those shows where it's kind of like the people, the first in, first serve, kind of get there, and they're the real enthusiasts that they really want to be there. Mm-hmm. And the cool thing about this gig is we're going to be dropping quite a few tracks of this brand new vinyl that won't be released yet. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be a lot of really brand new remixes that no one's ever heard. And dropped the new single, and it's going to be a banger, and it's going to be a real mixture of kind of all the electronic styles, you know, which I produce, which sort of, you know, sort of the hip hop, the reggae, the dub, the drum and bass, the bit of the housey stuff, the electro. It's going to be a really good mixture, and it's going to start slow, and then it's going to end with people going nuts at the end. So
yeah, it's going to be awesome. Unfortunately, it is sold out, but luckily you did give us the opportunity to give away a single pass for the gig.
Yeah, it's sold out, but we put the tickets on sale, I put one ticket aside just for you guys to give away. Mm-hmm. And also a limited edition NZ Tour edition of Infinite, which is the double vinyl, 180 grams. We've only got like 40 of those left in the world.
Yeah.
And, give one away, and they're worth $100.
That's pretty sick. Pretty sick.
And a Nomad t-shirt as well.
Yeah, it's a good deal. So if anyone wants to win that, text into 0212 Radio 1. You'll be in the draw. Let me know what you think you'd like to have Infinite of. Do you have anything that you want to have Infinite of, Mr. Nomad?
Love, peace, and happiness.
Hell yeah, that's a Chad answer right there. Thank you very much for joining me this morning, Nomad. It was great chatting with you,
man. Yeah, it was awesome to talk to you. And are you in the station quite a bit? I'll pop in because I'm when I come down, I'm there from the Wednesday to the Monday, so it'd be nice to come and see you guys.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I'm here. Pretty much from like 8 to 1-ish.
Oh yeah,
sometimes
perfect.
A little longer. Yeah. Hopefully we'll see you then, man.
Good. Thanks so much, buddy.
Of course. Take care.
Yeah, brother.
See ya. That was the Nomad chatting about his, a lot of his artistic origins, upcoming music, the gig on the 21st, and of course, the giveaway, which you can enter by texting into 0212 Radio 1 with what you think you'd like to have infinite of. I mentioned earlier, I'd like to have infinite orange roughy, just because I think it is the supreme beer, it is delicious, and it's also very expensive, and I want to have it all for free. Here, what have we got going on right now? It is 10:17. I reckon we'll play some Nomad. Here's the Nomad with Movement. It's 10:17 on The Breakfast. Brought to you by Aju. Ka kite.
More of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.